Wow, we've got a lineup this week. We've got Beirut to talk about, but there's also the first official U.S. diplomatic visit to Taiwan in over 40 years is happening right now. Yes, Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar flew into Taipei yesterday. Front page of the Taipei Times. It looks to most people like a baby Air Force One, but I mean, technically Air Force One is whatever plane is flying the president. If the president's in a Cessna, then the Cessna is called Air Force One. But yeah, it's flying in there. In the background is Taipei 101, the building that made the Sears Tower small. We always said it was the Chinese that built it, but it's not. It was the Taiwanese surviving this constant communist threat. They were the ones that built Taipei 101. Oh yeah, I've not been up in it. I suppose that could be a fun thing. Yeah, why? That's a bucket list. Why haven't I gone up to Taipei 101? Maybe I'll have to do that. I'm gonna add. Okay. I'm officially adding Taipei 101 to my bucket list. I've been to the top of the Sears Tower more than thrice. I should go to 101 at least once. I mean, that's Taipei 101. This is a big deal, and I'm going to be talking about it in the Taiwan special, but I'm very, very happy. I even wrote a little note to Taiwan's president and said, I'm happy with you and I'm happy for you. You're in another country for a long time, and finally, you know, your government comes in. It's like a breath of fresh water. You know, it's a delightful thing to see. So, I will get to Beirut this week, and we're going to talk about maybe a little bit about what's happening with Beijing. Something interesting's been coming up in several discussions this week. I've had a number of talks with Taiwanese about the problem of Confucianism and how it's contrary to all the good things they want to do. You get these young people that. Okay. All right. Okay. That's a good point, George. That's into the issues. I got to get to that in the Taiwan special this week, but that's going to be a fun one. What's been on my desk this week? I just got, as you may recall from last week, I got this gym membership. They were giving out memberships. It was a wild story. My coupon expired, but I knew one of their sales guys. They've got sales agents. It's a gym with salespeople on the street. And I had met him, and so he gave me a free month. So it's kind of a special deal, but it's kind of available to everybody. And I'm capitalizing on it. I'm going 5 days a week. I'm going in and I'm exercising and I'm taking pictures every day. It's on my Taiwan Instagram account because it's all happening in Taiwan. And I'm doing before and after pictures and every day pictures. I'm already seeing progress after a week. Today is day 10. So we're a third of the way through it all. Attitude. I've just noticed all around a change in my own attitude we're not talking about just exercise. We're talking about bodybuilding in particular. I've been through the classes. I know the philosophy. If I talk to any of my friends, bodybuilding coaches, anybody in the past that I knew, my professors, if I talk to anyone, they would say, Jesse, you know enough. Go. It's time to stop studying. Go do something. So I do not need a personal trainer right now. I'm familiar with the ways to injure yourself and not injure yourself and how to build muscle and all that stuff. And I've done weightlifting before in the past. I've just, all my life, I've decided I didn't want to spend hours and hours and hours at a gym building up this enormous body that would be incredibly expensive to maintain. Because so many of these college guys, they're in college and they've got a gym membership. You know, they're free admission to their college gym and they're exercising all the time and they get these enormous muscles when they're 19 and 20 years old. And it's like, do you know how many hours a week I have to spend maintaining that, man? I mean, do you think about your future? You aren't, when you're 35, you are not going to want to be spending all the time necessary to maintain those enormous muscles. And so, and that's what happens. By the time they get about 25, they're out. They've got a job. They're working 9 to 5. They've got a wife that's unhappy. That kids are on the way, and all this stuff happened that they didn't account for. And they don't go to the gym. They get fat and flabby, and all, you know, what do they call it? It's called man boobs. You know, that it just turns into a big mess, and they don't think about it. So that wasn't me. Now I'm turning 40 in 21 days, and I'm a third of the way through a free gym membership. And I think that at 40 years old, it's okay now for me to do bodybuilding. I think I can maintain it. Now, look, you can do some bodybuilding when you're in college, but you don't want to go for being enormous. You want to enjoy the size of a small body while you have it and continue to slowly grow your muscles through the end of your life. That's the philosophy I've always had, and it's why I didn't do gym memberships. But I'm doing one now. But as I'm doing this, I'm seeing a stark contrast in my attitude, because in bodybuilding, everything's all about results. You know, you can tell the guys at the gym that skip leg day, they don't exercise their legs, and it's really weird looking. And there's no room for philosophy or convincing arguments. The people who know what they're doing have the muscles to show it. And the people that don't work hard and or don't know what they're doing, they don't have the results. And so it's this massive, there's this ongoing attitude of silent communication through action. It's just, if you know what you can do, then STFU and go do it. And so there's no room for excuses. Either you did it or you didn't. And the people that get results, you can have women bodybuilders too. I'm not trying to, and bodybuilding doesn't even have to be about size per se, but the results are visibly there. They're not. And the people that have the results, they went to the gym anyway, even though they had problems. And other people, okay, well, you've got your problems and you got your reason. Well, that guy, you think he didn't have problems? But he managed to get there anyway and managed to get it done. So there's this attitude of success that results don't lie that I'm seeing and noticing in this. And it's something that I've never seen anywhere else in any, not on this level, not anywhere near this level of simple obviousness. Not with golf, not even with skateboarding. I mean, you know, people are, you know, generally skateboarding and also, you know, in the gym, people are approachable and nice. They're usually busy. They're usually working, but they're approachable because everybody was a beginner at one point. You get the big shots who think that, they're doing life for the wrong reasons, haven't thought about stuff. But I've never seen in any of the other sports, I've never seen this very, you know, results so plainly, obviously set right out there. I've never seen that. So that's been going on. At the same time, talk with a Taiwanese buddy about the English curriculum I've got this week. And I'm sort of thinking about, well, it's a strategy question. You know, you've got to finish stuff. I've got a computer curriculum that I'm making. I've got software that I'm creating. I've got to move my systems over from Ubuntu into Arch Linux. And I've got a software curriculum, and then I've got an English curriculum, and it's like, when do you finish stuff, and when do you start the next project? And I don't know. There's a lot of unfinished stuff in the world, and I really think that it's a good, wonderful idea to finish what we're doing. So I'm having these contemplations. It's like, should I finish this? Can I tie a bow on it and come back to it? I mean, you know, Peter Jackson went and did the Lord of the Rings series, because he was in the middle of King Kong and couldn't finish it. So right as soon as he was done, Viggo Mortensen couldn't say goodbye to Peter Jackson, because Peter Jackson was already having a director's meeting to continue work on King Kong. Oh, yeah, he got done. I mean, he was in the whole time. He couldn't get King Kong done. So he had that detour called Lord of the Rings. Oh, yeah. We got to get stuff done sooner or later. We just don't know when. See you tomorrow.